This program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Let's get it. Hour number three. Welcome to the show. It's time to beef. Let's get this done. I've got a lot more to get to, but I want to start the hour by getting to what you want to get to. What's on your mind? What do you want to beef about? We do it once a week. Next time you want a protein snack, ditch the drinks and the bars. Grab a bag of Old Trapper beef jerky. Tender, tasty, real beef that's going to rock your craving. For a snack that satisfies, ask for it by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
Is this the beef jerky segment?
Yes, it is now, Rex, officially. I don't want to jinx it, but I've ended every single one of these segments by saying, man, I'm so happy with this. It always works. I don't want to jinx it, but it always works. There's an endless supply of beefs. There's never a time when we do this segment where you're not pissed about something. That's why it works. What do you want to beef about? If you want to do it, maybe you've had something you want to get off your chest, but you haven't done it yet, you can email it to me. You can hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome, or you can hit me on the phones, 1-800-636-8686. Let me start first with a couple of emails. Hi, Jim. You want to know what my beef is? My beef is when you show someone a photo on your phone and they take the phone from you and they start swiping through the camera roll. Nosy buttholes.
Butthole.
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 Butthole. Bella B. in Calgary. Is that true, Bella? Anybody else ever experienced that? Does anybody else have that same beef? Adam Hawk is shaking his head yes, nodding in agreement. Hey, you nosy butthole.
Butthole.
While you're there, why don't you read my text messages and my emails? Hey, nosy butthole, why don't you go to Safari and check out my browser history and see how many times I've checked out porn on my phone? Hey, while you're there, nosy butthole, you need my bank password? Look at Bella B getting me started. I could do an entire segment of beefs off that alone. Good job, Bella. Hey, Rome, I have a beef. It's with the guy at the bar that jumps in on your conversation. You know this guy sitting by himself a few seats away, and you know he's listening to your conversation and is jonesing for the right time to give his 2 cents. Hey, bag, stop. You're here by yourself for a reason. You have no friends. We didn't ask for you to jump in, drink your Budweiser, and go somewhere where you know somebody if you want to talk to somebody. Aaron in Iowa. Oh, hell yes. Can we rack beefs? I want to rack the first two. I've never racked a beef before.
Rack him!
2 for 2. Romy Rome, my beef is with that presidential poser, Garrett Ritt. Not that he has ever done anything to me. I don't even know the guy. He just bugs me. Brent in PC. 3 for 3. Ritt, rack that one too.
Rack him.
These are all emails. This one says, my beef is with people who drive with their blinker on and never change lanes. I'd like them to drive into a concrete wall. Signed, Sammy from Texas City, and that snaps the streak. Come on, Sam. Rome. Benton sent this. The old webmaster, Benton. Benton goes back as far as anybody on this show. I have a beef with the SoCal news anchor who thanks Bill the Weather Guy for yesterday's sunny day. Bill doesn't create the weather, you idiot. He reports on it. Jim in sunny San Clemente. Good point, Benton. Rome, my beef is with the guy who makes damn sure you see the condom ring in his wallet every time he opens it. Wow, dude, you must have so much sex. Scott in Manhattan, that's how you play the game, Scott. Well done. Very well done. Rack him.
Lay all day.
Hey, Rome. My beef is with the receptionist who bold-faced lies that Mr. Decision Maker is not here right now when I when I know that bag is in his office right around the corner. Look, I'm here to pass my card along. I didn't expect to see him right now, okay? Save your breath, lady. Brandon in Green Bay. We're outside sales. War Wisco. Dude, there is so much in that email that I would love to unpack. Number one, yes, the receptionist. One of the reasons I sit before you at this white desk hosting this show is because the receptionist damn near ruined my life. Which one? All of them. When I was in outside sales. I'm not saying it was their fault. I'm saying I was not smart enough to get around most of them. Number two, outside sales. So hard. Especially in Wisconsin where the weather sucks. That makes it even tougher. I know he's not going to see me. I just want to pass my card along. Hey, Broham, remember, when you go to lunch and the hostess walks the person in front of you to the table, take that fishbowl of cards, dump it into your briefcase, run out, run back to the office. And when the sales manager says, yo, man, what the hell have you been doing all day long? Say, hello, prospecting, and then empty the briefcase full of the business cards, which you stole from the pizza joint, onto his or her desk. And then they'll think you were working. When you and I both know you were napping it out in your car. Rome, my beef as an avid amateur golfer is with that tubby fraud, Patrick Reed. You cheated. We all know it. We all bleeping saw those sandcastles you built, dope. How dumb do you think we are? Own it, cheater. Ryan in South Dakota. Hey, Patty, if you're looking to sue somebody, do not sue me. I read the email. That was not my take. If you want to sue somebody, and I know you do, Pat, sue Ryan in South Dakota. Romy, I got beef with that crusty old kook. Bob in L.A. He spends more time calling your show and complaining when he should be focusing on cleaning me. Regards, bedpans.
Run his ass down.
Geoff. War conspiracy theory alert. Ike conveniently being in the bathroom whenever Bob in L.A. calls. Is that you, Ike? Hey, pimp. My beef. You see what I mean? There's an endless supply of beefs, and almost all of them are good. My beef is you, chiropractors. They, quote, realign your spine and lock you down for 10 more appointments because they know you'll feel like crap in a few weeks and continue to charge an arm and a leg. Trevor in Houston. Dear Jim, my beef is having to wake up tomorrow morning and it's minus 30 degree wind chill. Sincerely, Jake Rome. He's not complaining. If it is, I've not heard from him. Not on that topic. Jim in Green Bay. You would know, Jim. You are in Green Bay. Man, they keep coming. Rome, my beef is the monsters out there that openly let one rip while standing at the urinal next to you. You do know that I'm literally a foot from you and can taste that fart in my mouth right now. Okay, I'm not going to finish that thought. John in Huntington Beach, non-monster. It's not amusing, bro. Here's a long-form beef. We've never done this before. This is like the old-school fax contest or email contest back in the day. This is long-form. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll keep this beef segment coming. Rome, my beef is with those people who drive around with license plate frames on their cars from the auto dealership that they got their car from. If you do this, you are one of two kinds of people. One, you're the person telling the world that you loved your car buying experience so much that you're willing to give the dealership tens of thousands of miles and years of free advertising as you drive down the freeway. When was the last time you bought a car and walked away from the dealership saying to yourself, man, that was awesome? So awesome, in fact, I think I'll go out and pimp this sweet license plate frame for these guys and not get paid to advertise for their auto dealership. Let me stop before I read number two. Bro, you must not have been here way back in the day when I got on the wrong side of auto dealers. It was a bad, bad experience for everybody. Hawk, I know you weren't there. You wouldn't have brought me this beef. They finally now are happy with me again. Do I really want to go back to where I was, Hawk? Because I know that if I do, you're the first one who's out on his ass. If this comes back to bite me, you will be the first guy who loses their job, Hawk. Man, do your homework. Or number two, you really love license plate frames, yet you're just too cheap to actually go out and buy one that is funny, has the school you graduated from, or has your favorite sports team on it. Either way, you are part of the problem. Do yourself a favor. Go get a screwdriver, take off that damn frame, and stop being an unpaid advertising tool. Side beef. When you have a license plate frame that says the exact make and model of the car that you're currently driving. By the way, license plates don't need frames. Boy, that's the craziest beef to date, man. That's a dude who's got a serious hardcore beef about license plate frames. I kind of respect it. I mean, like, he had to go long for him. There was no way he could have got that out in a line or two, or even a single paragraph. All right, so we've already done the email. Let's go to the phones. What do you got a beef about? We go to Johnny in Detroit. Johnny, my man, what is your beef?
Jimmy, hey, my beef is with people that point at the menu when they're ordering. You know, like the server doesn't know that the cheeseburger comes with fries, tots, or the rice pilaf. Hey, war starting this segment with that old beef from Calgary. Out.
Well, I don't know if that's actually fair. If there's a choice, you have to make the choice. The server knows that there are fries and rice pilaf, but what if there's a choice between the fries and the pilaf? I don't know. I don't have a big issue with that. My bigger issue is eating with people that are in no hurry to look at the menu, and you know the server's not going to come back for another 30 minutes when you're not ready to go. Let's keep going. 1-800-636-8686. Grand Rapids, Maury. Maury, what's your beef?
Man, Smack, my beef is with Mel Tucker, Michigan State's new head football coach. This dishonest horse's ass said to them, hey, I'm good at Colorado. We're building something here. Thanks, but no thanks. 3 days later, Michigan State backs up the Brinks truck, and next thing you know, it's his dream job. It's a destination job for him. Romy, when are these guys just going to be honest and say, you know what, they made me an offer I can't refuse. Here I am. Let's go. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, Maury. I think that's kind of exactly what he said. I'm not even saying that he was being dishonest. What he said when he said it may have been the way he felt, and it may have been true. Until a desperate Michigan State football program backed up the Brinks truck, and then that did become his dream job. Of course it's his dream job. You know how many millions of dollars they're paying him? But it's all right. It's your beef. I'm not going to talk you off your beef. This guy's got a good one. Let's go to Sacramento. Dan in Sactown. Dan, what's your beef?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
What's up?
Big beef, man. Travel a lot, and the unprovoked conversation in the elevator. Right? The guy, like, you know, you've had a long day. You're checking in late. You got things in your hand. This guy wants to start up a conversation. He left happy hour, and you just weren't trying to hear it, right?
I see it working. I agree with that. Elevator conversation guy. Like, bro, you can't get from the 11th floor to the lobby without chatting us up. I mean, I don't want to be that guy that you can't talk to, and I never have an issue with that. Hey, believe me, I've gotten more takes from people I don't know from the 11th floor to the lobby than you could ever imagine. In fact, guys that are really good at it, I'd be like, yo, Van Smack, yo, what are you doing in this elevator? Same as you, bro, trying to get to the bottom floor. Hey, man, what do you think about the Lakers? You know what I think? Well, I don't care what you think. Let me tell you what I think. I can get that whole thing right there. Elevator conversation guy. Good beef. Good beef. Anybody else? And that should do that. We do it once a week. We do it every Tuesday. And you clones crushed it again. You will never, ever run out of beef. Which is a beautiful thing. Especially as long as it is a sponsored segment. All right, a couple of things I don't want you to forget about. I've got the Jim Rohn podcast. It is an original podcast. It drops every single Wednesday. That is tomorrow. If you are subscribed, you don't have to think about it. It will find you. If you are not subscribed, you want to subscribe, do it one time, and then you're good. You're golden. Scott Pioli is going to be my guest this week. That's tomorrow. And I made the announcement last Friday, the Buffalo Tour Stop. If you know the show and you go way back with the show, you remember the tour stops. We're going to bring them back, or at least I'm going to bring one back. And it's going to be in Buffalo. If it goes as well as I think it's going to go, then we will have more of them. No matter what, though, we are locked in for Buffalo. It's April 11th. You need to get tickets, though, this time. Go to Jim Rome World Tour, jimromeworldtour.com. jimromeworldtour.com. Tickets are for sale right now, but you need a password until Friday. The password, exclusive password for you clones, is Jungle. If you don't want to pay and you think that Rome is free everywhere, that's cool. I get it. But if you want to see something different, if you want to see how this show translates in a theater on a stage, come on out. Lots of different ticket options, including the VIP packages. We've got a private party afterwards. Hey, maybe we can throw one down together.
Private.
It's private. It's VIP. Meet and greet. Signed autographs. It's kind of redundant. Signed pictures, I should say. Or if you want, just show up and hang out with your boys. The point of the tour stop is to mobilize and bring the jungle together. Celebrate the show. And I'm going back to Buffalo, where we had a great event in the early 2000s. Danger Donnie in the 925. Hey, Jimmo, I got beef from Arby's. And now I await the great equalizer. I said we were done.
Diarrhea is the great
Alvin's like throwing in the towel, right? I'm trying to throw in the towel on Alvin. Alvin's like, yeah, man, I got five rounds left in me, boss. I got this big right hand. I'm going out of my shield, boss. I got five rounds of equalizer drops. I'm going out of my shield, yo. When we come back, let me reset you all. Phone lines are open. Chase Buford goes off. You might know that name. You might not know why you know that name. But if you follow the NBA, you know that name. He had a meltdown. If not for the year, maybe even for the ages. That's coming up next. So what do we want when we're craving protein and we need more energy? Not bars, not sugary snacks. Not another freaking energy drink. We want beef. Pure and simple. So where's the beef? It's in a package of Old Trapper beef jerky. Old Trapper is not your old man's jerky. It's not Ike's jerky. Actually, it is Ike's jerky. My man slams it all day. Old Trapper beef jerky is made from lean strips of steak and quality spices that are smoked over a real wood fire. That way it's tender and tasty. It's not rough. What makes it so good? The people behind it. It's a 50-year-old family business known for their relentless commitment to quality. They take their smoked beef extremely seriously. That means you can taste it in every single bite. Old Trapper is packed with protein. It comes in four great flavors to satisfy all your cravings. And it goes with you wherever you go, to the game, to the gym, to the beach, anywhere at all. Look for Old Trapper. It's in a clear view bag. That way you can see the quality in which you're buying. Look for it in major retail stores near you. Clones, if you don't see it, ask for it by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Dell Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to help with advice, dedicated one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL, 877-BUY-DELL. All right, so let me reset you. Any of these topics interest you at all? If not, is there something else you want to talk about? You can call. The phone lines are open. 1-800-636-8686. If you're not into what I'm talking about, bring up something else. It's wide open, man. Open format. Open platform. It's your talk show. Take it over. All right, so 2020 is only 56 days old. But we've already got a leader in the clubhouse for meltdown of the entire year. And it comes courtesy of the NBA's G League. For those of you who do not know, the NBA does have an official minor league. It is their G League. The G League is not just a place for players to develop and possibly take the next step. It's also a place for coaches to do the same thing. And I'm here to say that the next NBA coach, the next great NBA coach, may already be there. And we may already know who it is. The next guy to get a gig better be none other than Chase Buford. He's ready for the association. The question is the association ready for him? Now, I mentioned if you know the NBA, you probably know that name. If you recognize the last name, it's because Chase Buford is the 31-year-old son of Spurs CEO R.C. Buford, who is extremely well-respected around the league. And if for some reason you missed that epic G League Eastern Conference showdown between Buford's first place Wisconsin Herd and Cross Lake rival Grand Rapids Drive, then you missed an awesome fourth quarter comeback where the Drive erased a 21-point deficit and ripped a massive road win. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times before. No lead is safe when the Herd are running. Not even 21 points. Ask Buford and the Wisco Herd. Even if you ask Chase Buford, it wasn't his team that blew that lead, though. He's not blaming it on his guys. Nope, he's blaming it on the refs. And he said as much following the game Sunday afternoon. Check this out.
The officiating definitely went right for Grand Rapids. That was as unprofessional as an officiating performance. And I hope you tweet this out and tag the league because that was embarrassing. Matt Rafferty is a That being said, we have to be so much better at the end of games. We can't blow a 21-point lead with 12 minutes to go. However bad and biased and unfair and illegal and cheating the referees are, we have to be better closing games. And so that's the way I feel.
That's absolutely incredible. In case you missed any of that, Alvin, get ready to re-rack that. In case you missed any of that because of Post Malone bumping in the background, I want you to listen very carefully to what this guy just said and how he got off and how he went in.
The officiating definitely went right for Grand Rapids. That was as unprofessional as an officiating performance. And I hope you tweet this out and tag the league because that was embarrassing. Matt Rafferty is a That being said, we have to be so much better at the end of games. We can't blow a 21-point lead with 12 minutes to go. However bad and biased and unfair and illegal and cheating the referees are, we have to be better closing games. And so that's the way I feel.
Hey, bro, thanks for clarifying, first off, that that's how you feel, Chase. I was having some trouble figuring out exactly how you felt before you said so at the very end of that take. Kind of gray, you know? Kind of open to interpretation. When you called a referee out by name and said he was a bleeping clown.
Matt Rafferty is a clown.
Not just a clown. Not only did you name check this guy and call him a clown, but an effing clown.
Matt Rafferty is a clown.
It's incredible. I mean, keep in mind that Chase Buford's team was outscored 48-20 in the fourth quarter. Dude's squad damn near coughed up a 50-burger in 12 minutes. But Matt Rafferty is a bleeping clown.
Matt Rafferty is a clown.
That entire rant is 28 seconds of pure gold. I love how he told the media also, hey, be sure to tag the league. Be sure you tag the league so the league would hear what he said. Hey, Chase, trust me on this. When you call a ref a bleeping clown, they're going to hear it. Tag or no tag. No need to let the league know that you're about to call a guy a bleeping clown. It's going to work its way back, Chase. I also love the line, quote, we can't blow a 21-point lead with 20 minutes to go. Like he owned it for a second, but then he chased it with, quote, however bad and biased and unfair and illegal and cheating the referees are.
You can't blow a 21-point lead with 12 minutes to go. However bad and biased and unfair and illegal and cheating the referees are, we have to be better.
One of the greatest lines ever. Five insults in a single sentence. Bad, biased, unfair, illegal, and cheating. Hey, Chaser, despicable and conniving. Didn't want any of that. The only thing better than what Chase Buford was saying was how Chase Buford looked while he said it. My man is like the greatest. His lettuce, let me start with the lettuce. Let me start and end with the lettuce. The lettuce was a little longer than most, which I respect. And let's just say it was not exactly in place when he was going in on that bleeping clown, Matt Rafferty.
Matt Rafferty is a clown.
Post Malone in the background, too, is just so good. It makes it so much better. In terms of his lettuce, one might argue that Buford, after blasting Rafferty as a bleeping clown, was more clown-like himself, at least in appearance, because my man's salad looked like he stuck a digit in a light socket before going out there. Like, imagine Chris Farley in Tommy Boy, or Jim Brewer in Half-Baked, or Nick Nolte's famous mugshot. Not only that, but my man had ditched the tie and the sport coat, unbuttoned his shirt a bit, so he looked like he just barely survived a rough weekend, a rough bender in Vegas, and didn't have time to shower or change back before bumping into his wife and kids. So CBS Sports reports that Buford was suspended 2 games by the G League, and he issued an apology to Matt Rafferty, and both teams are calling it embarrassing behavior and kind of a tough learning experience. I gotta say this, I'm just glad this guy did not apologize to me, because that would have been the biggest waste of time ever. Had he apologized to me, there's no way in hell I would have accepted it. Apologize? For what? Genius content? Giving me something to talk about? You should not be apologizing to me, Chase. I should be thanking you, Chase.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
For blowing the refs up and picking me up in the process. There are a lot of things that you should apologize for, but being awesome is not one of them. So, from me to you, thank you, Chase. Hope to see you on the big stage one day. Sooner than later. Too bad Joey Crawford retired. Because if you're already carving up the Matt Rafferty's of the world, I would have loved to have seen you try that bleeping clown blast on JC.
Matt Rafferty is a clown.
Chase Buford. Chase freaking Buford. Alvin, Chase Buford. Chase freaking Buford. Wow.
World champion.
Thank you.
World champion.
Man, I'm so glad the world got introduced to Chase. I love this guy. I just need to know. I have questions. Who's on that staff? If Chase Buford is the head coach and he's lighting up officials like that, who's his main assistant? Is it Vinny Del Negro's kid? Or Mike Brown's? What are you laughing at, Hawk? You've never heard of any of these people. Or maybe PJ Carlissimo's. Or Tark's. Or Avery Johnson. Avery Johnson's offspring doesn't want any of the G League. I heard Jacques Vaughn's kids are looking for work. Man, that was so great. That was such good work, Chase. Never change, Chase. Never. Ever change. And whatever you do, man, do not run a comb through it. This guy's incredible. When we return.
So I hope you tweet this out and tag the league.
What an amazing thing to say. I hope you tweet this out and make sure you tag the league.
So I hope you tweet this out and tag the league.
We can't tag the league.
21-point lead with 12 minutes to go. However bad and biased and unfair and illegal and cheating the referees are, we have to be better.
Illegal refereeing? Cheating refereeing? The only thing missing from that was him saying, man, that bleeping clown is on the take. You know it. You know he's on the take. Wow. Big Ben is throwing. He looks pretty. Is that Big Ben or Matt Patricia throwing? Wow. Anyway. Yeah, Alvin. Getting a little loose with that fat drop, aren't we? Gargantuan Ben. Huh. Well, anyway. Anyway, I'm running. Next time you want a protein snack, ditch the drinks and the bars. Grab a bag of Old Trapper beef jerky. Tender, tasty, real beef that rocks your craving for a snack that does satisfy. Ask for it by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? All right, in the absence of a quality telephone call, there are phone calls. But in the absence of one that's going to make the show better, you're going to get more of me. So Madison Bumgarner is a 30-year-old living legend from the foothills of North Carolina. Four-time All-Star, three-time World Series champion, and owner of the most impressive postseason anybody has ever seen, arguably, back in 2014. When he pitched a record 52 and two-thirds innings, he won four games, he saved another, he posted an ERA of 1.18 on his way to ripping the MVP trophy against the Royals. The same dude just signed a five-year, $85 million deal with the Diamondbacks 10 days before Christmas. That's Madison Bumgarner. Mason Saunders, however, is a 30-year-old rodeo competitor, also from the foothills of North Carolina. And while Matt Bum was putting pen to paper with the D-backs last December, Mason Saunders was putting lasso to cattle in a team roping event not too far away at Rancho Rio Arena in Wickenburg, Arizona. So these guys have a few things in common. They're both 30. They're both from North Carolina. They both made some money in Arizona at the same time last year. Oh, and they've got one more thing in common. They're the same guy. They're both Madison Bumgarner. I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. In the least surprising, most surprising, not at all surprising bombshell report of the spring, Matt Bum was just doxed as having a longtime rodeo alias of Mason Saunders. Ron Mexico and Xavier Simpson crashing his 80s car and telling cops that his name was Jeff Jackson Simpson cannot believe the Mason Saunders alias. But I can. Because if you had told me that The Athletic dropped a story detailing a Major League Baseball player moonlighting as a rodeo competitor under a fake name and gave me one guess as to who that might be, I'd have bet all my Space Jam royalty checks and the one that I tweeted from Arliss, or IG'd from Arliss, on Mad Bum before you even finished the question. Sidebar, I was in that TV show Arliss, like, I don't even know how long ago, 20 years ago? They sent me a $6 check yesterday. Man, that's the beauty of TV shows, man. Royalties. Of course, I'd rather be Arliss than me. You imagine doing work 20 years ago and you still get paid on it and you never know when it's coming? It'd just be so awesome if these checks were even ever more than 10 bucks. Like the Space Jam checks, man. They just keep coming. They keep coming. They're never more than 2 bucks, but they keep coming. Anyway, back to Mad Bum. What makes this reveal of a double life so amazing is how well-kept a secret it was for so long, especially when you consider this guy did pretty much nothing to disguise himself at these events besides changing his name. You know that super played-out take about how if a baseball player walked right by you in a mall, you wouldn't even notice? Pretty sure the fact that one of the most famous and recognizable pitchers can do rodeo in plain sight for years without anybody knowing is about the most damning indictment of the game ever. That report goes on to say that he's been using the alias Mason Saunders to enter these events since 2016. But everybody in the rodeo community had kept his secret for nearly a half decade so he could participate without the mainstream media wrecking it for him. Or his team finding out. And again, he was not exactly going out of his way to hide it. In fact, a few months back, his picture was all over Facebook after he won a 26-GER prize in a roping competition. My man probably rushed right to his phone. He was proud. In other words, he's good at it. This isn't Tim Tebow batting a buck 50 in double-A ball. This is a legitimate second career, My man's out here winning money as Mason Saunders. Not to mention, that side hustle is a hell of a lot more dangerous than his day job, than most day jobs. And he's good, and he's making money. He copped to all of it when The Athletic dropped a picture in front of him of Mason Saunders lassoing a cow from horseback. And his willingness to just out himself like that tells me he ain't sorry, and he probably ain't changing. And he ain't afraid of the repercussions of anybody finding out either, which begs the question. Exactly how much did the Diamondbacks know when they signed him? Did they know he was doing this? According to Bob Nightingale, who was plugged in, they didn't know that much. Nightingale reported yesterday that GM Mike Hazen was unaware of Mason Saunders. Mad bum. Living a double life in the rodeo. And that he believes that Mad Bum has not been roping any cattle since he signed that big contract. So I'm not really sure what happens from here. Is Mason Saunders dead and buried? Or can Mason Saunders still exist during the offseason? Or is Mason getting shut down now? Or does he change his name, cut his hair, and start roping deep undercover? Like I said, this guy, Mad Bum, is a 30-year-old living legend. He is. His play speaks for itself, especially when the stakes are highest and on the world's biggest stage. But this stuff off the field might be even better. This dude once dated a girl. You know this story, right? Madison Baumgartner once dated a girl named Madison Baumgartner in high school. That's not a joke. That's a real thing. He dated a girl with the same name. And no, unfortunately, his wife is not named Mason Saunders or Madison Baumgartner, but either one would be great. Remember, this is the same guy who killed a snake that was about to bite him, cut off its head, pulled a rabbit out of the stomach that was still alive and set it free. That's the legend. He bought his first suit and tie in 2014 when he was forced to give a speech after winning SI's Sportsman of the Year award. I mean, my man's got the most endearing case of the red ass ever. Ask Max Muncy. Ask Yasiel Puig. Ask anybody at the rodeo who knows him as Mason Saunders. My man's the best. He didn't even bother going Bobby Valentine with it and throwing on some glasses and a stash. And best of all, you know the CBS Sports Network is all over the PBR tour. You may even know that I've been to events. I went to the year-ender in Vegas. It's incredible. So I'm here for it. I'm all about it. I know all about it. We love it in my house. And you know I am hoping to look up and see some dude named Clay Shaw getting ready for an 8-second ride on a monster. A bearded Clay Shaw. Clay Shaw. Clay Shaw. Now I'm done. My thanks to Anthony Lynn. My thanks to Chris Mannix. My thanks to Pete Prisco. My thanks to Chase Buford. My thanks to Clay. Clay Shaw. Clay. I got to get up out of here. Thank you for listening. You have a great day. I will see you right back here tomorrow. More of the same, only better. See you then. We're out.